Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas gon' bang, na 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 na, na na nigga ain't the same, na 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 na, and his name we live in vain, na 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 na. I be moving out the way though, cause where I'm from, these niggas ain't. think that they gangsta.
Niggas more scared than my bitch nowadays. And it beat it down, niggas that would snitch nowadays. Bitch tried to be controlling, we don't click nowadays. I just break her back down in the whip nowadays. I got money, little bitch. I could put you in the Ritz. I am all about a peso. Now these bitches gonna do what I say so. Bitch nowadays, and it beat it down, niggas that would snitch nowadays. Bitch tried to be controlling, we don't click nowadays. I just break her back down in the whip nowadays. I got money, little bitch. I could put you in the Ritz. I am all about a peso. Now these bitches gonna do what I say so.
With the Butter Toast Radio Rail, I have Genesis with the Twisted Lips of Poetry in the building.
What's up, everybody? What's up?
Wanna
I really thought you were going
to
get the name
episode.
Wrong.
Of course. See, no, I ain't you. I am not you. Okay. But we have a special episode today on Let's Talk Tuesday. I want all the tea. Today, we are interviewing none other than Genesis. guess what I just added?
Okay, all right. Who you just added?
This right here.
Aww.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have to find that one. What is it? All under all? What is it
yep,
under? You got to fix that to me.
Yeah, but around the moment, I'm going to just be like,
aww.
Boy, oh boy.
You came to play today.
Now, you already know, be firing from the hip. But I'm going to start off with a safe question. First question is, since you're Miss Twisted Lips of Poetry, how long have you been doing poetry, and has that always been your passion?
Ooh. So, to be completely honest, I used to write poetry. I started real tough, probably like in 2013, I started really writing poetry. But I've always written it since I was probably like 11, but it was like 2013. But I would just write it sometimes, you know, to feel better. And then I believe it's 2017, I had went through some stuff. And I started writing a lot more, and I met a lady who was doing, like, spoken word and stuff. She was actually, like, you know, getting me to get out the military and stuff. She was, like, one of my reps or whatever. And I was getting out of service, and she was like, oh, you do poetry? I was like, yeah, I do. I want you to check out some of my poetry, what you think about it. And she was like, you should come to open mic. I said, what's that? And, you know, so 2017 really is when I, like, embraced the hobby, but it kind of turned more into a business adventure, pretty much. So, yeah. So I guess the correct question would be, since I was 10 years old, I've been writing it, but really writing it in 2013. So, and performing since 2017. You own it, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But that's what's up, though, man. So what motivates you? What gets you in the mood to want to, what inspires you, like, in the moment to write poetry?
You know, honestly, I could be sitting there watching TV or something, and somebody say something crazy, and it give me into a more, you know, personal perspective of things. And I think about the sentence or whatever they said, and I thought it was dope, and then I change it up, and or I could be going through something at the time, and somebody say something to me that a click. I use they words or put them in my paraphrase those words to go on to pieces, you know, form or whatever, because that's just how I kind of operate. Or I could be running on the treadmill and something to pop in my head, and I just have to stop, write it down, and, you know, go from there. That's usually how I write. It's kind of strange, okay, but okay. That's my strange.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know. Strange, but not strange.
Yeah, that's
shout
how I usually get my visions. Or if I'm going through something.
I feel that. Shout out to my Yak boys. They currently listening. Those are some fans of yours. Now it's juicy.
Who are they?
They are my Yak boys. E&T. Gang, gang only.
Oh, okay. Well, tell them thank you for. I'm very flattered by them being my fan. Shout out to Yak boys.
Hey, they are a huge fan of yours. So I'm gonna start firing from the hip right off the bat. I ain't gonna wait to the end. I'm gonna fire from the hip. How do you personally? What do you do personally to keep a man?
Oh my God. Wow. Okay, so I'm gonna be 100. Okay, so this new current relationship that I'm currently in is actually the longest relationship I've been in since high school, and it's been 3 years. So with that being said, before I liked being single. I like dating because it is dating. I'm not married, so it's considered dating. In my eyes, because I can pretty much do whatever I want to, but anybody could keep a man, any female, or whoever dates men. Let's just put it that way. I'm gonna get that correct. But anybody could keep one. It's just you guys have to know how to communicate, compromise, and you know, have each other's back and best interests at heart. And you guys got to be see each other together throughout the fight, because you got to fight together. You can't stand in the ring and fight alone. You have somebody to fight against. And that's what relationships, to me, are. It's going to be plenty of fighting, whether it's good or bad. So I don't keep anybody that don't want to be kept, because you can give the best sex, head, or cook the best food or have all the kids in the world, but not gonna keep anybody that don't want to be kept. So I would just say you guys both have an understanding with each other, love on one another, fight with each other, and make up. And this is kind of what it's all about. And as you get older too, you tend to grow from past relationships. So I appreciate my past relationships, because I would have never knew the correct way to love and care for somebody. And you can't change anybody either. You really can't, person. You got to kind of just accept them for who they are. And I've always been told that, you know, you look at what you can deal with and what you can't deal with, and you put that to use. And if one outweighs the other, then you walk away, because there's plenty of people to date. But for me, I just keep them by everything I just said. Just stay motivated to be in a relationship. I mean, people make choices every day. You choose wisely on what you want to do. That's kind of what I say. If that answers your question. Lord.
Okay. So you have a lot of makeup sex, is what you say?
Actually, no. You know, sex is not... Oh God, sex is not all about the relationship. It's a big factor. Intimacy is definitely a big factor in relationship. But I think it's more communicating with the other person. Because you got to think about it, too. Like, when you grow older with this person, say, for instance, y'all in y'all 70s, and I know people in their 70s still getting it, but say, for instance, one of you guys is sick or one of you get hurt or something's wrong, and that's not a part of the relationship for a moment in time. Does that give you a green card to step out and leave when that person? That's why wedding vows are so important, you know, because it's through sickness and through health. And that's a real factor because things happen to people every day, and you still got to love that person regardless. It's kind of deeper than a sexual desire. You can bust a nut in either. You can watch Pornhub and do that.
Okay. I feel that. That was a safe answer. Semi-safe answer right there. Okay. That's I definitely feel that. So let's just say you single, right? How can a man correctly approach you?
How can they? how can they correctly approach me? Well, first and foremost,
what can they do
like
that's
person.
A turn on?
You know what? I like to have fun. I like to have fun. I like to travel a lot. I like to try a lot of different stuff. So if you're not down to trying stuff with me or eating different crazy foods, going, like, you know, exploring this beautiful world that we live on, then I'm going to be bored with you instantly. If you're not motivated, I guess, to do stuff, to do other things, or to go outside your comfort zone, so I need to be approached with, hey, like, I already have plans. Like, hey, would you like to come hang out over here and do this? Like, sit back, kickbacks and stuff like that. They cool when you've already been together for a while, but not, like, initial meet and greet. Like, hey, let's go to the gym. Let's go catch this rock climbing. Let's go skydiving or let's go do some crazy shit. Just spontaneous fun, like. You already be there. Like, let's go.
Okay.
That's the type of person that interests me.
So in the 3 years of you dating, have you ever thought about cheating? If so, how would you cheat?
That's a mean question because I'm not that I've never cheated on any guy I've ever dated. That's honest. But I have thought about it. I have lacking relationship. I just wonder, and how would I do it? It's not really that hard to cheat on people nowadays. I mean, think about it. You even got social media. You know, you get online. Hell, I go to the grocery store and get hit on. I was just at the gym the other day and got hit on. And my guy was in the gym, but he had went to the other side of the gym to work on something, you know. He could easily slid him a number, or he can slip me a number, or meet up, hey, I'm going to go out to do whatever. But, I mean, is it even worth all that energy? Like, at the end of the day, not to me, not really. It's kind of, like, boring. And then you got to be... For me, it has to be worth it. Like, you have to be worth me cheating because then there's the potential that I could get caught. So it has to be worth it. It has to be an upgrade, if you get what I'm saying. It can't be just somebody lower level than what I'm already have, if that makes sense.
I got you.
Because I can pleasure myself until I already come maintained. All right.
So I got two questions for you from a couple of fans. I'm going to ask you one of the questions.
Okay.
I'm going to play a couple of tracks, and then I'm going to ask the second question when we come back from break. And also,
okay.
If anybody wants to call in right now and ask her any questions personally, the call-in number is 516-666-9826. Again, 516-666-9826. So the first question that was asked by a fan is, do you like giving more or receiving more?
Wait, say that again.
Do you like giving more or receiving more?
Giving or receiving? What are you coming? Packed, aren't you? Coming loaded. Ain't no fan asking this question. You, this is you. This is all
it's
you.
Not, I'm telling you, no, it's not. This is not my question. This is a question from a fan.
Okay. Do not kill me, ladies. Do not kill me. I do not like either, honestly.
Wow.
I don't receive. I've never been to me. To me, it's just, I don't know. It's just it's nice to get it, but it's never been like, oh, I must have it. Like, some people crave it all the time. It's not something that I desire. It's not top on my list. That's one. And
wow.
To give, I will, to, you know, pleasure my partner, but that's only their happiness. It has nothing to do with me enjoying it. It's so, I'm really not a fan either. So, if that answers your question.
Wow. Fellas.
Yeah.
She's a scratch off now. She's a scratch off. I'll just play it.
For the fan? Oh, okay. Hey, it is what it is.
Ooh, wow. So what makes you not like giving it or receiving?
First off, I think it's more work for women to give anyway, because your jaws and shit and all that extra work, and then you got a tongue and slob and then all this, it's too much. And I don't feel like it's equal when it comes to men doing it. And then for men to do it, it feels okay, but it's just not my forte. It's just not something that I enjoy. I mean, everybody has it. I mean, why you don't like your booty being rubbed? Men, I mean, most straight men get very offended if you're rubbing their booty. But some men like it. And, I mean, it's just, I guess, sexual preference for me.
Wow. All right. With that being said, we're going to go into a break and play a couple tracks. This first one, shout out to Rosa Knife. Is a single she sent me. She's an indie artist, very, very popular all over. You can find her on YouTube. You can find her on any major music platform. This is Rosa Nice with Like a Lady. And the next track I'm going to play is Sandy Red, Hard to Love. She's also on Apple Music and any major music platform. So here on OG Radio, here's Like a Lady. It's your boy Radio Rail and Genesis.
No waiting, you can get it in the morning. you know I'm learning. I can't stop feeling on you, yeah. Wanna have my cake and eat it too, yeah. The truth is, you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No, I wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No, I wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you.
Okay, go ahead.
The next question is, What is the best lesson you've learned from a relationship?
Oh. Don't be desperate. Also, this one hit home. So I was with a dude, and man, I really thought that was the person I was supposed to be with after, you know, feeling like, you know, you learn from previous relationships and stuff. And
he really
messed me up for real. I was very hurt after that relationship, and I just didn't know what to do. And I remember I was talking to my mom about it. Your mom make you think. She make you think. She hit you in the gut real quick with some words. But she was like, you know, you sound real desperate right now, and there's no reason for you to be desperate. And honestly, at the time, it hurt my feelings, and I wanted to be like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But it hurt my feelings, but it put a lot of perspective in my head as being a woman. Because, one, women, we don't date multiple men at the time. Most of us don't. We've always been told, oh, just be with one guy. Pertaining to if we are in a monogamous relationship compared to, like, if we're single, we always assume, most women, most women assume that they're in a relationship with a guy, but it turns out she's really not in a relationship with a guy. She just thinks she is. Because there was never any preliminary period where they could talk about actually being in a monogamous relationship. Whereas guys, they're still dating. You know, they're still going out dating. And we're just sitting around for that one guy waiting. And it took me a long time to realize that. And I used to think that was just cheating. I didn't understand the difference. But it clarified a lot of things. It made me think, like, I should just be dating. I'm young. I'm not married. I should just be dating multiple people, not necessarily saying you got to sleep with them, but saying, hey, I should date. And whoever sticks around is sincere, then maybe I'll just be monogamous with that one person. So I never understood that. But when my mom said to me that I sounded like being desperate, because I was really hurt behind that relationship. And I just sound so desperate. I was willing, because we go from, I'm thinking we monogamous. Well, I felt like we were being monogamous in a relationship to him breaking up with me and him being able to manipulate me into a way to say, oh, we could still be intimate with each other, or hey, I slide up whenever I feel like it. Like, I became the side piece, if you may call it, but whenever it was convenient for him, of convenience. And I was just eating all the little crumbs that he was giving me, but he wasn't really satisfying my appetite that I needed to be nourished correctly. And I wasn't getting that from him, but I was expecting him to come back. And he was never going to come back because he had already left, you know. But he just wanted to see how far he could take me. And a man, or most people, I'm not going to say men, most people are going to do what you allow them to do. Because, hell, if I got a dude, he opens up his home every day. I get some good dick every now and again. He's feeding me. He's giving me money, blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case may be. Do you think I'm not going to go over there still and then still have my cake and eat the too? Yeah, I am. That's with anybody. So whatever you allow, the person's going to do. And I remember the last time he came to my house, and I just wanted some company, you know. Because you just break up with me and then there's no company no more. You get used to it. But, you know, he's already dating and out. And he comes over there. We're hanging out. And I'm still thinking we're at the same level as we used to be. But he's completely gone from that. And I remember my friend was like, let's go out tonight. I was like, I don't want to go nowhere. I'm in the house and I'm just so depressed and blah, blah. Why wouldn't I get to the club, his ass there, having a ball, and I'm in the house looking stupid. Like, really?
Yeah.
But that stuck with me. Just never be desperate. Always have worth for yourself, like, constantly, because nobody else is going to give it to you, and nobody's more important than how you feel about yourself. Nothing is more important than what you feel about yourself. So that's what I would say, what I learned from relationships.
So if a man is not giving you 100% in a relationship, Is that mean for you to step out and go look for somebody else?
No and yes. So I say, now this conversation has been, I've had a couple of battle buddies. Everybody knows that. I don't know if everybody knows that I'm prior in military and I'm retired. So I remember I had a battle buddy who used to keep calling me saying that his wife wasn't putting out. And most of the time I hear women do that. And I've always hung out with majority males in my lifetime. That's the majority of my friends are males. And I used to think that was crazy, like, to keep sex away from a man, because I was just like, well, if he don't get it from you. And I've seen my battle buddies in action, but predominantly male. And they could pull bitches all night. You know what I'm saying? They military. Right. They got some money in their pockets. They young. They look nice, especially in Europe. Oh, my God. They love black men over there. So I'm thinking, like, you really going to let your man go outside with his balls full? Like, who the fuck does that? Like, you know, in my mind, that's what I was thinking, because predominantly around male, so that's what I'm used to hearing all the time. So, and relationships, it takes two. So I remember he would call me all the time and say, you know, his wife wasn't giving me any blah, blah. It's been months and months and months. And I was like, well, what you do? Did you talk to her? Have you cheated on her? You know, STD, whatever. He was like, no, I don't know. I think she's talking to somebody else. I don't know what's going on. I said, of course somebody would think that. But to get to your question, he never stepped out on her. But at one point, I think it had been like 6-7 months or something like that by the time, he was just like, fuck it. And, of course, he tried me, and I was like, we're good. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to be a part of that. Plus, you're my friend.
Mm.
But I think he just was so just desperate to be with somebody and have that intimate touch. Because, you know, a human needs that intimacy, you know, to feel loved and cared about, at least from somebody, whether it's their mother, their father, whoever. And if you choose it in your partner in life, then this is what you're supposed to have. But he eventually did step out. And I really couldn't blame him, because if communication between, that's communication, you're speaking with your partner, and if that's something that you need in a relationship and the other person is not fulfilling, then you need to elaborate on that and tell them, warn them, let them know, ask them what's going on with them, if everything is okay. And if that is fine, then you proceed to ask, hey, is it something about me that you're not intimate with me for because of X, Y, and Z? Did I do something? You know, clarify on both ends. And if it's not fixed, then I suggest counseling. If counseling don't work, then yes, I suggest you remove yourself from that relationship, because that's something that you're craving. Crave sugar, crave sweets, is something that your body needs at the time. Your body's going to tell you what it needs. And if your partner at the time is not there to fulfill it, then it's not going to work out. It's just not. So I suggest you be adults, say, hey, this is not working, break up, and then you move on. So I wouldn't say necessarily cheat. I would say leave. So that's my suggestion on that.
What is your best cheating experience?
Oh, man. My cheating, I've never cheated. You saying when I got cheated on?
No, when you cheated.
I've never cheated on anybody.
What?
I've never cheated. Honest to God, I think I said this earlier, I've never cheated on any guy I've ever been with. I've never.
Nobody. Nobody.
No. No. Well, I mean, I'm not married. Like, so it's not, I'm not cheating on nobody. I'm not taken.
But when you was taken, you ain't never did that.
No, I've never had the nest. I mean, because I only have eyes for that person that I'm with. And this, no, I have no reason. I've been honest about everything, the head and all that other stuff. But there's no, it's messy. I gotta keep up with families, names, and I don't have time for that shit. I just buy. I see. That's why I said this relationship that I'm currently in has been the longest relationship since I was in high school. I had a high school sweetheart, and we was on and off again, you know, for those high school years. But this relationship, and I'm in my 30s now, It's the longest relationship I've ever been in. Any other time, I've always been pretty much single. I've had a relationship that lasts maybe like 7-8 months, if that, and I don't really, really consider that a relationship because I may have thought that we was in a relationship, but we really weren't. He wasn't being honest with me, or I wasn't being honest with myself. So I've never the need to have to cheat on anybody because I know I can always go out and do something to do. Once we had the conversation about this is not working, it wasn't necessary for me to cheat.
Okay, salute to you. Salute. Being all honest Nancy and shit. Now, this question kind of fucked me up. Now, I know throughout my years of living that a lot of women like to partake in a third partner, right? But it's not necessarily mm-hmm. another woman. It's two guys. So would you ever, or have you ever thought about two guys and you?
No. Not intimately, like, or sexually with a man or anything like that. I guess you can call me boring in that aspect because I can see myself better than anybody else can. You know what I'm saying? When you're with yourself and you learn to love and care about yourself, I mean, really, for real. Like, if you've ever been single long enough, because I've been single for a nice amount of time in my life where I can honestly say that I've adjusted to it so much that it would freak people out. And some people I just naturally like to be loners. And even though I have kids, well, I have a son who's 2 months old now. But even then, like, I was so into, like, learning how to love and care about myself. You know, I had to get to that point because I was tired of being hurt in relationships. But I learned what I like, what I didn't like, what the hype is about. I mean, it's just something to say that I participated in that. That was fun and exciting. Some people do love poly relationships. I really don't care for it because I feel like I'm fighting for somebody's attention constantly. It's not an equal balance. I have a lot of poly friends, actually, that are in Hawaii, and they cool. They've asked me to partake or participate in whatever, and I've just been like, no, and they live perfectly fine with it, but just not something that I'm personally into. I don't knock it. Threesome with two guys, I've just never been interested into that. Like, if I'm dating two guys, that's different. But I don't want to be in between two people in the most intimate part of my life. That's just not interesting to me. But call me boring. It's not something that I want to do.
Okay. These questions are crazy because they ain't even my questions. But have you ever been approached? Have you ever been hit on by a woman?
Yes, all the time. Yes,
what is your
reaction? All the time. I think women are beautiful. I think I'm not bi or bi curious or none of that. I know I love men. I love men. I think it's a beautiful thing for another woman to compliment another woman's beauty because we have so many women out here that hate on other women, especially black women. We can never give another woman a compliment, and we can never get, you know, the gratification that they deserve or willing to lend out a helping hand. We're just always, like, competing with one another, whether we're dark skin, light skin, caramel skin. It goes with my hair is nice. Where do we get all these stereotypes from, like, nice hair, bad hair? Nice yellow skin, or he likes white girls, or whatever the case may be. But I've never been into those things. But I think women are beautiful, and I love the feminine energy that they give, because it gives me clarification about my own femininity. I can't talk tonight, about where I'm going in life, and I always get a lot of good things from them, whether they hit on me or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, say you and your guy been together 10 years, right? And then he brings up, hey, let's spice up our relationship by bringing another woman into the situation. What would your reaction be?
Okay, say that again. Say it again.
Say you and your guy been together 10 years, and he say, hey, Genesis, we need to keep our relationship kind of spicy and keep our sex life kind of spicy. Let's bring another relationship, woman into this situation. What would your reaction be?
I really can't say, because that's 10 years. That would be 10 years, and it depends on what's going on in the relationship. But like I said, I currently, in the life that I'm living in now, I'm not interested in that. We would just have to part our ways, because that's not something that I wanted to initially do.
Ooh.
You know, some things you will tolerate in your relationship, and some things you won't. Like if that was other, it was on the other foot. If the man, or if the woman came to the man and say, "Hey, I want to have another guy in a relationship," I don't know if too many guys would like that.
Not in the relationship, but just as a sex partner for the time being. Just one time, three, one time, dude.
I don't know. I don't think I'm interested in those things. Only because, like, you have soul ties. I'm a very spiritual person, and you sleeping with somebody, you get soul ties with other people, and you turn around and want to be with that person, and or want to keep them included and see how sex life is very personal. And between two people in a relationship, this is what gets me, is that your relationship is very personal between two people that live together, married together. You guys share some of your darkest secrets, some things that you want to tell your parents, you know, or your best friend, because the person that you with is, they do become your best friend. That's the person you talk to, confide in, everything that you can, under the sun, you can think of. They even know where your pimp on your ass is located. Like, it's that deep and that personal. Like, oh, if you fart in your sleep, but you goddamn, how many times a night you eat, how many times you shit a day. Like, it's really legitimately personal. So when you bring in another person into your intimacy world like that, it gives them authority to demolish it at any cost. And why would you want somebody to do that? For me, anyway. Because you can get a person, say, coming to bed for that one day, but now they know all your deepest, darkest secrets for them to spread it across the world. Just like with, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. He went out and blasted all her goddamn business all over the internet, which is not a side nigga move. I wouldn't think so. But it shows the side niggas out there like that. And bitter bitches, too. So,
well, they've been swingers. They've been swingers for years, though.
Yeah, they could be swingers, but I'm just saying, in a, just an example of a regular relationship, that people that are not swingers and decide to do those things. So, it's just something I've never been interested in. But, hey, if you are, knock your socks off.
Okay. Genesis is the true basic definition of a loyal woman. That's what's up. Somewhat.
Y'all thought I was out there.
I wouldn't say out there. I'll just say spontaneous and bi-curious.
No, other things for bi-curious about what the earth looked like. I know what the ass looked like. I don't need to see everybody's.
Okay, okay. What do you think about this whole light-skinned women versus dark-skinned women thing? Because I typically see a lot of light-skinned with a lot of light-skinned women and a lot of dark-skinned with dark-skinned women. And, like, they always have that one ugly or that one fat girl with them to make themselves kind of look good. Kind of notice that. What do you think?
No, I don't think it's necessarily that. I think I have some thicker
female friends. And they weren't always that thick. They just, over the years, they just became that thick. So I don't think the same thing is it's just who you click with, whether faces are not personality. I think I'm a pretty attractive woman. But like I said, all women are beautiful. Thank you very much. Time out.
We're not going to sit here and say that all women are beautiful. We are not tell that lie on this radio show tonight, okay?
And why aren't all women beautiful? Because
some women are ugly as fuck, just like some men are ugly as fuck.
Ugly to you, but beautiful to somebody else. Everybody's ugly to somebody. I'm ugly to somebody. You're ugly to somebody. That's just life.
Shit. If Ron Unique come out here with, goddamn it, with droopy ass eyes and just ugly as hell, looking like a damn like a goony goo goo, you know what I'm saying? You gonna be like, oh no, you beautiful girl, you beautiful.
Oh, okay, I guess. Well, like I said, everybody's ugly to somebody.
No, I don't agree with that. I'm just gonna let it slide because that wasn't the question. But we ain't got to. I'm gonna go through this with you. But like I said, women have. I see some women, and I'd be like, oh, I wish I had this of theirs. I wish I had that of theirs. But to your question, black and or light skin, dark skin, brown skin women, I really feel like that comes from slavery. And that was just to divide our people to fight against one another. And it's worked through generation after generation. You know, you had the light skin work in the house where they in cool environment where the dark skin people were outside in the sun and sweating and just getting darker, I guess. And that's how they separated us to not unite together and fight against them. And it's worked. Like I said, over generation, I don't think it's anything personal. I just think it's built into our DNA. It has nothing to do with us as a culture. I feel like that was just planted in something that we still consider normal today. Like I have to get on some of my family members about, you know, calling my kid dark or too light or good hair versus bad hair and. Those are not real things. Those are not really things to even argue or fight about. It's very ignorant, to say the least, honestly. And we have so many other things that we need to be paying attention to that we lose sight of that by commenting on things that are not necessary. Because we're born the way we're born in the image that we're supposed to be born in, not necessarily saying that I'm a biblical person, but I am very spiritual. And I honestly feel like though these bodies are rented for us right now, and we will discard of them when we're done with the use. So it's not of any importance, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Safe answers and shit that you give. But I want to ruffle some feathers. I'm having deja vu at the moment. I want to ruffle some feathers because we talked about this last Thursday a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't finish the entire topic because it wasn't the time for it. Today, I got time. We were talking
time
about
today.
Women and their equality to men, let alone the society in a whole. Now, you feel that women should be in the NFL, and you feel that why aren't women being paid equal in the WNBA? Those are examples you gave. And I gave my perfect facts as to why a woman shouldn't be in the NFL and why the WNBA are not making money. But the solution was in the WNBA is to lower the rim so they could dunk. That is the most exciting part about basketball. It's the dunking, the excitement to see somebody jump up in the air, do some crazy shit, and dunk that shit. Now, I personally know some women who can dunk.
Mm-hmm. Like Layla Ali. I mean, Lisa Leslie. Why am I now, talking about Bay Lively?
But
Lisa
Leslie,
because I
was
watching
only,
my. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, okay.
She was only able
Night
to
in Miami, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, he definitely was. Lisa Leslie was only able to dunk off of a fast break, right? Now she's tall as shit, right? Tall as fuck. I would love to see a 5'7" woman dunk. I would love to see that because there are 5'7" men out here dunking. Now, again, how I said last week, body-wise, our bodies are built different. Now, I mean, there's some women out here with some big, dumb-ass calf muscles, which if you do have those big, dumb-ass calf muscles, that means you should be able to run, jump high as fuck. So imagine lowering the rim to about 9.5 feet, more so 9 feet. That would be the most exciting thing about the WNBA, and I believe there would be a lot more in attendance and purchase these tickets so they could generate enough revenue to pay these women the same way that men are being paid. I have nothing against women playing basketball. I've played against a lot of women that can beat men. I just
Let me ask the question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me answer this question. I think the statement last week, right, I can recall, where you were saying something, that I said something to the fact of I feel like women have it harder than men. And you were saying, you and Terry were saying something about no, it's harder for men. And I said, well, it's a man's world to a certain extent, and women are just starting to catch up. And I made a statement basically saying that women are still getting paid at least 30% less than the average man is getting paid. And these are facts. These are all facts. Women are still getting paid less than men, unless you're in some type of entertainment industry. And even then, the pay scales for an actress and actor are still significantly different. And I say that because it's not fair. I feel it is not a fair. And I say that because women are the backbone to a lot of households, where they bear the children, they feed the children, they work, they come home, they clean, they cook. You know, they have multiple hats. And I'm not saying men don't have the same jobs, but it's very rare that you find a single dad doing all of those things. You know, usually a woman has a child and the man is kind of off doing his own little thing. But most of the time, the children are living with the woman. And even for women that are not, they're more educated. They have more degrees. They go out and speak, they explore, speak more languages. And like I said, it's not to say that men don't do that too, but on a higher scale level, women do it more, but we're getting paid less and we have more paperwork to back us behind it because you're a man, because you have that extra gift between the extra leg between your legs. Some people just have little legs, some people have big legs, but that's not what we're talking about. So that's where my grief was pertaining to it, because I've experienced it myself with all the degrees that I have. I speak two languages. I've done a lot in my life. And when I go to job interviews, they tell me, oh, yeah, I'm overqualified, but yet they hire this man, pay him a little bit more, and he doesn't have the same educational background that I have to obtain this job. And I've spoken to other women as well that have stated the same thing. So these are all facts. It's written down. That's what it is. And women even don't even have rights to our own bodies because men are trying to take over that. Like,
well,
it's illegal to get abortions. Yeah, but it shouldn't be like that in no states. Like, who is, and it's all men in those seats sitting there telling us what we're going to do with our body, how it feels to be pregnant. Like, you don't understand that birth control, right? Like, who are you? You're a man. How do you know how that makes, how do we feel about having a period every month? How does that feel about giving birth and not wanting to get birth and wanting to be on birth control so we won't get pregnant? Like, we have to go through a man because he's trying to control everything, including our bodies. to get the gratification that he wants to have. So he has control over the job industry, the career industry, and giving us our pay, but they also want to take over our bodies. Like, how is that fair to us? Like, we don't tell you guys that you have to give birth and do all this other stuff like that. It's not a fair thing. And birth control should be given to men. Like, you guys can populate 1,000 women in 1 year. We don't want to be pregnant twice in 1 year. Twice.
Well,
9 months
I love
for the first pregnancy. And then, I'm just saying,
you
guys
to,
can populate multiple women.
But you know I love to throw out stats and facts and shit. So I agree the pay gap is, you know, totally different. But it's all about the uncontrolled and controlled gender pay gap. In an uncontrolled gender pay gap, yeah, y'all are being fucked over. For every dollar that a man earns, women are only earning 81 cents of that in an uncontrolled gender pay gap. And in a controlled gender pay gap, you guys are earning 98 cents for every dollar a man makes. So the
reason it's still 2 cents different. Why is there a difference?
I'm about to tell you why. So in the uncontrolled pay gap, why the difference is why it's so different is because a woman would take more breaks than a man would, meaning the pregnancy rate. You know what I'm saying? Like, men can't really take that long off of a job because they're having a baby, but a woman can. You know what I'm saying?
They have paternity leave for men now. Yes, they do.
They do, yeah, they do, but it's not as long as a woman. You know what I'm saying? A woman can get 3 months
because
off.
Because
a woman
is recovering, and a man just spit it out. But
right, which is understood, and therefore they have that big ass gap because y'all take.
Okay, so what
to
happens to women that can't
stuff.
Get pregnant? What happens to the women that can't get pregnant or don't want to have children? Where are those women at? Why are they still in that pay range, that gap? What if they don't want to?
So it's all about the job. So then it falls into the uncontrolled versus the controlled. The uncontrolled is just the salary for all men and women. The controlled is all men and women with the same job and qualifications. So say me and you work in the same job, you got the same qualifications as me, you're going to make 2 cents less. That's just the reality of it on their end. They're
so that
world,
is a
you know,
man's
statistics.
World. As I stated, it's still still considered a man's
world
because that should
sure.
be individually placed upon the person that's pregnant. It shouldn't affect the whole community of women that work in that field because all women don't have children. All women can't have children. So
right.
That doesn't make any sense. That should be individually based.
I get it. But statistically,
but then they
want
to keep that
women
law of not being able to have abortions. They want this is where it fucks me up at. So they don't want you to have abortions. They don't want you taking birth control. But then when you do get pregnant and follow the rules on that aspect, they want to pay you less, which you think they should be paying you the same amount because you're 3 miles or how many other children that you have. Does that make any sense? No, because the man want to keep man on top and keep a woman at bay. They don't want any woman to control anything that's going on in the world. So, like I said before, last week, it is a man's world. And you just like, explained it right there.
It depends on so many things. Like, I'll throw out race. For an Asian woman, and this is to be true, Asian women make more money than men. All men. Asian women make, in an uncontrolled environment, make more money.
I don't know nothing about Asians. I know about blacks and Hispanics, minorities.
Black women make, you know, about 20 less. But, you know, just to throw out races when we're talking about women, Asian women make more money than men. But then when you throw all of races for women, you make way less. And there's about 1 point something million you guys make less as a whole.
Yeah.
To some degree, right. I guess for men, they look at Asian women as, oh, well, they're winning. They make up the majority, so the rest don't matter. Which, I think that's wrong. I do feel like women should definitely get the same pay. But I will say that y'all are earning more now than you did over the years. You know what I'm saying? That's a
plus. It doesn't matter. It should also always been equal.
But that's hard.
When
that's
it comes
to
pay. Why is
again,
it?
That's hard to say because women, just like African Americans, just got their rights not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that long ago before women got their rights and then African Americans got their rights. So,
well, my statement was that it's a man's world, which is true.
I mean,
because they control all those laws pertaining to a woman's body. Yeah, thank you. That was it. I made my point. That's what I was basically saying. That's how
I
felt about the situation.
I won't agree to that anymore because times are changing. You know what I'm saying? You know, while we're still alive, we won't see it. Maybe after we're long gone, shit would change. But I do see the rise of women, which plus that women should take. I do agree that it should be more. It should be equal. Or maybe you guys should have a more because you guys do a little more than what we do. A man's job is to pretty much go to work and take care of the household, while a woman is in the house, taking care of everything in the house, taking care of all the kids, financials and everything else. But if a woman is left without the man, then it's like, oh, well, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But I do see some pluses there, and I feel that women should, if they want certain things to change, especially black women, they need to educate themselves on getting the right personnel to help this change. I know that there's a lot of more intelligent women judges and way more intelligent women legislator, whatever type of shit they should be in D.C. But if you don't have enough women to take these votes, band together and take these votes, how can it be a man's world anymore? You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a man's world to most people's eyes if women are not sticking together to do certain things. I think in the black community, the biggest downfall for most black women is they feel like they're at competition with other black women. And I will take a nail salon. I would use that as an example, right? Say one is located up north, the other is located out south. They would feel like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you about business because then you're going to take business from me. Well, that's not even the case. You guys can equally share information or this, then the third, to help one another out for you both to grow. And I feel like not just black women, but black men as well, I feel like they feel like it's a competition with each other. And it shouldn't even be like that. I see it all the time.
Well, I said that. That was built in slavery and it's sent, brought down generation after generation. That was just planted inside DNA to go against each other with colorism and who's better than the next person, and women defending women. That this is just forever going to be implanted in our DNA until we are fully educated and give everybody the gratification that they deserve.
I agree. And I see that a lot of women complain, right, just like black men complain about shit, but what are you doing about it? It's always going to be my argument. And if nobody's going to do anything, my solution is shut the fuck up. That's with anything.
Well, I definitely am doing loads about it. Nothing but black women is mostly what I hang around and support all the time. Buy their books, earrings, clothes, listen to their shows. Tired as hell, I will play their shows like all the time. Whether I'm responding on there or not, I'm just so they can get the view, I'm on there. So I'm even on days when we're supposed to be just shopping black only. I'm looking for black only engineers right now for my book. I use the help black publisher, female. Just I try to support all black businesses as much as possible.
Which I love. I, you know, you've heard me say this before. I just feel like who is that voice? We need that voice. You know what I'm saying? If nobody wants to step up to take their voice, we will never have the change that we want. Whether it's black men, black women, black people as a whole, we'll never have that. We've seen in the past that those who did speak up are dead as a doornail. But, I mean, still, Lori, T.T., Uncle Lori Lightfoot got in office. That should be hope. You know what I'm saying? That, okay, a woman could do this. So now that we know that a woman could do this, we need more women to do this. But they're not doing it. And that's the sad part. I do see, you know, like yourself, but I do see other black people who support black owned anything, and you know, but it shouldn't stop there. I know you go above and beyond, but most women just stop at that, and it should be more than that. Like I see clothing lines. I feel like those should be on the mainstream. You know what I'm saying? Some of these clothing lines from these black intelligent women can compete with the Gucci's and Prada's and Louis. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they would sell more. I would recommend that black people stop just because they have the money, because they're in a famous statue, that don't go buy Gucci, Louis, Prada, and all that shit just because you can. Don't support them. Why are you supporting them? You're doing exactly what the white person would expect you to do. Go get money and spend it loosely and crazy on bullshit when you should support your own people to help that shit grow. People keep talking about, remember when the riots happened? And then the community got fucked up, and everybody was talking about, oh, we should start building another Black Wall Street. It was all these talks, but it never happened. All it is talk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. We should do this. We should do that. But it never happened. Where's the execution?
Because people don't understand money. We were never taught money.
They do not.
And that's the problem.
They do not.
We don't understand the concept of money. And instead of buying clothes and shoes and stuff like that and purses, we should be putting investing in stocks, bonds,
right?
401k,
the wants versus the needs,
things like that. Exactly.
Divided by the should. That makes sense. People
exactly
buy everything they want versus what they need, and don't divide that by what they should go do.
Yeah, creating generational wealth.
Yep.
Not even just be rich.
When I get rich, I'm going to make sure we are all rich and get on and have just as successful as a career in whatever we do as the white person. Clearly, as we see, my voice, it clearly matters, because when I do voice an opinion on something, I get shut down. So that's why I love this radio shit, because I can talk about shit. And it reaches further. So I love it. But I just would, you know, agree to disagree about the whole, in a whole, it's a man's world. Because y'all are getting there. Y'all are almost there. You're literally 2 cents away from being equal to a man. Literally 2 cents away. That's a big step.
Oh, well,
for y'all.
Thank you.
Got y'all, y'all right. Yeah, I got to give y'all pop. But as far as sports, nah, there's no equality in that. Hell no, I don't agree with a woman taking field as a NFL player and can sit there and take a guy.
I didn't say NFL. I just said how come people don't, women don't have sports teams that are watched as much as the men are watched, and they're
just
as good.
It's just boring. That's all. It's just boring. Now. I think a women's football league would be watched because, hell, we like looking at ass and titties. Like, I went to, for our bachelor party, the first thing we did, we went to see lingerie football. Now, yeah, it's
see,
in
that's
a way,
so sexist. All you worry about is ass and titties.
I was about to say that. I was about to say that, yeah, in a way, it's bad because we go to see ass and titties. But in the same sense, they use that just like sex sales. They use it to sell tickets to get what they want. Now, should
because
it be an
NFL, they don't have
like,
any other
NFL,
choice
like
because that's no all y'all. It's this because there's no other choice. That's all y'all flock to.
It works.
And that's the only thing y'all flock to. Sex sells with
it
anybody.
Works.
So that's what y'all. That's what men mostly flock to is the sexual part of a woman, and That's what they use because they know they can get y'all attention with that. If it was something else, that's what they do. Just like men use money and cars and stuff like that to get the attraction of women. It's sickening. Not necessarily say that that's what I do.
All of that,
but a lot of women do do that, and men go out and get it just to flaunt for a female.
Yeah. And all of that is the bullshit of entertainment. You know, they see on TV, oh, he got this big, this nice-ass Mercedes-Benz. Oh, he got a bunch of girls because he got the Mercedes-Benz. Why can't you get a nice girl because you got an Acura? You know? So they see that shit and be like, well, fuck this Acura. I'm going to go get a Mercedes-Benz. So, yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Now, women are breaking barriers now. There's as far as coaching, women are coaching in the NBA. Women are refereeing in NBA and NFL games. There is the first woman to, in college, she's a kicker. She can't really kick for shit, but I give her props for being the first woman kicker in a college football game. She did score some points. I forgot who she played for. I want to say Purdue, but it's probably not Purdue. But I do give women props. They're breaking barriers little by little. You know what I'm saying? Us as black people broke barriers already. Now it's time to, all right, y'all, let's get these women at the same spot that we at.
Okay.
We just got to push the old-ass white man up out of the office and chairs and seats and shit.
I completely understand.
What I'm going to do real quick and play a couple tracks. This track here is one of my, I heard it and like it's an anthem for me. But it's called Forgive Me by Leon Gitz featuring, I don't never get this second dude's name right. I guess it's either Four Butter or $4 Butter or I don't know, but I love this track. You can find it on Apple Music. Leon Gitz is on Apple and YouTube, any other major platform. So I'm going to play him. I'm going to play two tracks, then we'll come back and say our final thought. And I promise the last few minutes I won't woman bash.
Lord.
Without further ado,
Lord, let's not woman bash.
You can add your five drip, you can add your five drip, you can have walk out walk. You can add your five drip, you can have walk out walk. Pocket will pull off the lint, they have no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forget. One way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the bros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?
Remember the day I was broke, had to get front of the zone, posted in front of the stove, the money was coming in slow, my girl was ready to go, the bags were packed in the dope, she told me love don't live anymore, that little rap shit you do is a joke, I ate Doritos and noodles for dinner, was cold every winter, my stove was a heater, my bed was a blanket, my patience is running a little thinner, got up and decided to be a winner, so the blood that I want a whole plate, gave it to me for the wholesale, got it all off in 4 days, now 8 coming through the post mail, I put the drip in the vision, right away you see the difference, y'all nigga about his business and all my niggas on a mission.
Yeah.
Getting money while the crowd of haters getting thicker. I don't give a fuck about
no.
Got about them on forgive.
No. You can not drip how I drip. You can not walk how I walk. Pocket will full off the lint. They have no money to talk. You can not live how I live. Yeah. You can not live how I live. You crossed me once, I can't forget you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the bros. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?
Weeks to notice, moving house to house. Till we figured out, we hotel it out. Dirty tail, wearing the same shoes with mismatched socks. We deserve a shot, coming up, nah, we ain't had a lot. Way before Nick, we were wildin' out. Thought he was my homie, he didn't cross me out. Thought she was my bitch, the business changed a lot. Hey, could afford Jordans, could afford a bypass.
drunk, same water with a peanut butter jelly. From that day I knew I had to get rich. Lights off, I hope the candle stays lit. Fell asleep, hungry, woke up, hungry, days like this, I cannot forget. Gotta appreciate the good times. Set a couple tits and pop that. 101, a whole cool rap.
Yeah.
Fuck you if you ain't come from my side. Bang, bang, don't be lacking no time. Phone off, use the neighbor's Wi-Fi. They ain't trippin', cause they ain't even know about it. Free jazz, leave me out of no time. You cannot drip, I drip. You cannot walk, I walk. Pocket will pull off the lane. They have no money to talk. You cannot live how I live. Yeah. You cannot live how I live. You cost me once, I can't forgive you. We went way down, now we up now. 10 fingers, 10 toes down. Bang rolls for the pros now. Don't say the sky's the limit. I've been above it, it's just the beginning. Drinking it, pain away, sipping on Henny. Headed for greatness, are you coming with me?
I'm just here to let y'all know. I ain't playing with you motherfuckers. Ivy. Drip. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, you fucking with some Shacktown pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Shacktown pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Shacktown pussy? Yeah, told him drink it up. Like he poured it in a cup. And when he take it out my pussy, I told him put it in my butt. Yeah, my nigga know what's up. Tie me up and pull my hair. Snatch my panties to the side and put my ass up in the air. Put my face up in the pillow so these neighbors do not hear. Work this pussy in the middle while I'm bent over on a chair. I'm the plus plug, I'm the surge. South this Cyrus like I'm the purge. Sick in the back when I count stacks, and I ain't holding back when I splurge. Cause this pussy cost you De Niro. Shopping sprees, fancy apparel. Sprat this pussy, boy, you a winner. Say your grace before you eat dinner. Gave him that dome, then I control him. Pussy a hot spot like a solar. Face on his pole like it's a totem. Said he want a shy freak, so I showed him. Like, boy, you fucking with some Shacktown pussy. Break him down like a pound with this Shacktown pussy. How these niggas loaded rounds about this Shacktown pussy? Yeah, I eat him fast like I'm late. He licking like breakfast, put him on my plate. And using no hands, I'm dripping that sauce. I'm bouncing no hands, I'm thinking it out. Bow, beat, call, me. He like it when I talk about it, no. There's some hoes in his house, and these goofy niggas spinning. Why this big old ass is stressing? Get my bitches in this business like money falling from the ceiling. Bitches shaking ass, all while we finesse them out they living like. Boy, you fucking with some Shacktown pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Shacktown pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Shacktown pussy? Boy, you fucking with some Shacktown pussy. Break them down like a pound with this Shacktown pussy. How these niggas loading rounds about this Shacktown pussy?
Put some hoes in this house, put some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in it, huh? There's some hoes in it, huh? That track right there was Shacktown Pussy by Ivy Drip. She was probably one of the funnest interviews I've ever had. She's a lot of fun. So definitely check out Ivy Drip.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, excuse me. That's your funnest interview? That's how we do it?
No, I ain't trying to hear that. On an artist tip.
Okay.
She was one of the funniest.
You
to,
yeah, you trying to collect yourself
like
quick.
Yeah, okay. This interview was definitely fun because I was firing from the hip and you handled it like a lady. What was the nice say? Such a lady.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. But definitely check out Ivy Drip, y'all, on YouTube, Spotify. Also, let's say Tinder, my dumb ass. Tidal, Apple Music, that's Ivy Drip for 2 P's. You got any final thoughts, final words?
Love your words, respect yourself, and camouflage all the haters. 3YEM_Genesis. on Instagram and Genesis Silverman on Facebook if you're interested in seeing some of my work or poetry. Also, Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend on all platforms, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Bookpatch, and yours truly, Shopify. I am Genesis Poetry.
All right. So what I want to say is that we are getting close to 108,000. We're almost there. I checked the numbers. We're growing on a consistent basis. We are at 107,965,000 all-time listeners. So big shout-out to all of our fans. I did say by mid-February I want to see 108,000, and I want to see 110,000 by the end of the year. We're continuously growing. I love it. I appreciate everybody who tunes in to us pretty much every day, whether it's B-Tray on Sundays, me on Mondays, me and Genesis on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and me on Fridays, and AK some Wednesdays, or AK when he feels in, for any of us. I do want to say that tomorrow we will have the new president take office. I just want everybody to be aware of how these Trump supporters are going to react and act for the next few months. They've already stormed the Capitol. They're you know, acting like some fucking chickens with their head cut off. So just be mindful of the shit that's going on out here. If you have the right to bear arms, you have that right. Keep that shit in mind. If you are a carrier, licensed carrier like I am, keep that shit the fuck on you. I've ran into so many different stupid situations with these Trump supporters, and I was glad to have my little baby with me. Catch me on Instagram, HellRail1290 or RadioRail21. I was supposed to come back on Facebook tomorrow, but they, you know, extended my vacation to the 24th. So I'll be back on the 24th. This Friday, we may or may not have an artist by the name of Bando the Barber. He is an artist I got to see perform live late last year. He's an upcoming artist. He's kind of nice with it. Kind of out there, but he's nice with it. So, you know, love what you do. Be mindful. Wash your goddamn hands, as I said all last year. We got some good news coming for y'all pretty soon on behalf of Genesis. That's coming pretty soon. So I'll sure make that announcement real soon. So just stay tuned with us. That is it for me.
Yes, these hoes are out of here.
We are out. I'm going to play. Oh, my boy Kenny P just dropped a new song on YouTube, so check that out. He's a dope artist. I'm going to play this out for Kenny P. It's called Feeling Lonely. So see y'all this Thursday for poetry. Tune in 9 to 10:30 with me and Genesis. So we are the fuck up out of here. Good night, all. Oh. Good night, Genesis.
Night.
I also want to thank the carry to Detroit. Ha ha ha.
I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown.
We got homie on this shit.
I've been gone away. Times ain't been the same. You was in the picture, now I got a new frame. You on fire, propane. Lies you told you broken. Elsa, you was frozen. Stuck up in your motion. Now I can't move the same. I'ma make it to the top. This nigga always chosen. World is sitting on my back. Stars are on my shoulders. I just run them over. Or in front of over. Now I got a rover. Driving till it's closer. I just need some closure. Never say you're proud of me. You just care about the same movie. Tell me you on same. I just want you to believe. Crossing me is heavenly. I just got a new piece. Anything but melodies. For niggas. Telling all my history, I've been feeling too lonely now. been feeling like I'm about to drown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling too lonely now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been feeling like I'm about to drown. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lonely. Huh.